All week long, Krista made you laugh. Now hear it again.
Here we go.
All of the calories, none of the guilt. Welcome to the Krista Mornings Podcast on 93.1 Jams.
The station that sounds like Madtown, 93.1 at Jams with Krista Mornings. We love to call this Facebook fighting. You know, you go onto Facebook, you see people that fight with each other. It's quite humorous, actually.
They're so mad. Why are they so mad?
They're really mad. They need to get a life, and that's why we bring this to you. Now, we found a great fight between Joanna and Elwood, and this is what we're going to do. We're going to read the fight word for word, and then they have both decided to come on air and see if they can hash it out. It's always a pleasure.
I hope they can finally get along. I don't think we have a single success story yet.
I don't know if we ever have yet.
No, it's
been great.
String of failures, but maybe today will be different.
All right, so you'll play Elwood?
Yes.
I assume? Okay.
Yes, all right. Hey, Facebook friends. I am really excited to have an amazing opportunity. I will get to travel to Brazil for my architecture program. This is a once-in-a-lifetime chance for me, but only if I can afford it, ha-ha. You can check out my GoFundMe page at this link. Be generous. Many thanks. Hashtag here I come, Rio.
Oh my God, Elwood. That sounds like just a great use of money. I mean, I'll just go on to GoFundMe and ignore all those people who've had house fires and sick dogs. Also, you can get lit in Rio. Sorry, but if you want to go, then maybe you should have saved for it.
I honestly regret putting this up now. I should have guessed that you would have said something, Joanna. Not all of us are as lucky as you are to have mommy and daddy to pay for her to go winter somewhere.
Whatever.
This might be a foreign concept to you, but I have things like rent and food and school to spend money on, rich b***h.
Another classic excuse from Elwood on why we should all feel sorry for him. How shocking. I actually just checked out your GoFundMe page, and your goal seems to be $7,000 over the amount that you need for your trip. Want to give us an excuse for that? I mean, what's up with the 7 Gs?
I hate to be the one to break this to you, Joe Ugly, but I don't have a full set of Armani luggage to bring with me. I also need clothes and a passport. For those of us that don't have a trust fund, things actually cost money. That's money that I don't have. I'm hoping that my friends will help out because I would do the same for them.
So you're such a selfish asshole that you don't want to spend a dime of your own money on a trip? You're so entitled that I think it's okay to fund your privilege.
I'm privileged?
Uh-huh.
That's literally the funniest thing I have ever heard, ha-ha. You go to some new exciting place, what, twice a year? You live in one of the nicest dorms on campus. You wear like $100 designer jeans everywhere, and you think you can judge me? Please just get out of my life already.
That's right. Believe me, I want to finally be done with you, only you make it so hard by seeing and being such a moron. The fact that you don't think your privilege is ridiculous. I mean, you literally think it's okay to have other people pay for your vacation for you. We're both privileged, only you're a damn hypocrite.
You know, I didn't come here to argue privilege with you. I just want some money for Rio.
There it is.
The
and there it
motivation.
Was. Love that. There you go. That's a Facebook fight once again between Joanna and Elwood. And now we want to see what is up with this. So, Elwood, tell us what's going on with this, honey.
Well, here's what it is. I have an opportunity to go study in Brazil. Rio.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't afford it, so I'm asking people to help me. That's all that this is. I'm not forcing anybody. I'm not taking money. I'm not taking money out of people's hands. I'm asking people to help me. I'm asking my friends and my family to help me get on this trip. And then out of nowhere, Joanna just decides, oh, well, you know, let me just rain all over your parade over here. You know, God forbid somebody wants to be helped.
Right.
Yeah, true. I mean,
it's literally not raining all over your parade. It's just the most selfish thing I've ever heard of.
There she is.
What kind of man does that?
Yep, let's hear this fight, man.
What do you mean, what kind of man? I can't afford to go on the trip. If everybody gave me like $5, then maybe I could afford to go on the trip.
Then don't go on the trip. Save up your own money. It's ridiculous. You're asking friends to pay for your money. Do you know how gross that is to pay for your trip?
Yeah.
Look, the fact of the matter is, if the trip is in 3 months, I don't make enough money to save up for 3 months. I can't turn around and go all my life savings on a trip to Rio. That would be horrible.
Elwood, what kind of trip? I mean, are you doing anything like, you know, helping out with charity or anything? Is that why you put up this GoFundMe, or is this really just for a party?
It's not for a party. It's for school.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
what do you mean for school? school. You're studying
We're
there.
We're going to study architecture in Brazil.
Wow, man.
Okay, then talk to your school. Why can't your school pay?
Well, college doesn't pay for anything. You pay college things.
Yeah, we don't all live in a world where we could just ask other people to pay for stuff.
Institutionalized.
I'm asking for help for my friends and my family.
Yeah.
I mean, Elwood,
right.
I have to pay the school. You really think the school,
you
if I'm paying
you.
For school, do you really because think
you're
the school is going to turn around and just give
you're
me
just
back
too
money?
You're embarrassed to admit that you're, like, cheap.
Wow, this is great. Well, I mean, Elwood, I've got to admit, I'm on your side here. I mean, you're not taking money from anyone. I think it's reasonable.
He's asking. He's not taking.
Yeah, you're just asking. If you can't afford it, but you can understand how, I mean, she says here it's $7,000 over how much the trip is. I mean, do you think you could maybe save up for the next few months and buy all the stuff that isn't the plane ticket or the, like, fee you have to pay to the school?
I'm already saving, and you just shoot high because, you know, you hope that people will be able to give something. You know, you shoot high because, hey, if I'm asking for $7,000, maybe I won't make that, but I'll make close to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So you work, obviously, so you are going to put some money towards this trip.
Yeah, it's not like I'm asking people.
Like
it's
really
not like I'm asking people to pay for everything. That's ridiculous. But
you
somebody wants
to
just take the ball and run with it because you don't even know what's going on. You didn't ask any questions. All you did was go on there on Facebook and just go, "Oh, hey, you know, screw you. Hey, you're an idiot. Hey, you're this. Hey, you're that. Hey, you're embarrassing. You know, look, you have money. I don't have the resources that you have. I don't get to go to cool places like Rio every once in a while. You know what I mean?
How are you two? How do you guys even know each other?
And you're entitled. Like, you're entitled to ask other people to pay for your trip.
Joanna, how do you actually know Elwood? How do you guys know each other? Because he knows you have a lot of money.
We met on Tinder.
Oh. Oh.
Oh
did
okay.
we go out at one time in our lives together?
But on, like, 2 days.
A couple times, yeah.
Obviously, it didn't go anywhere.
I hope he paid.
Well,
unless she did, I don't know. So
he paid for the first round.
Yeah,
she paid for the second. It was cool.
Yeah.
That's not a problem.
Yeah, no,
I didn't ask
good.
A GoFundMe for the date.
I know? You probably did. We weren't Facebook friends then.
Well, considering the fact that you went through every one of my social media posts for the past year and a half after the date, I'm pretty sure you would have seen it if I did.
Can you guys just cool your jets on this? I mean, Elwood's obviously going to go on to his trip. Now, he won't be successful unless he doesn't have enough friends that will support him. But I'm assuming, Joanna, you would hope that he can go. If his friends want to give him the money, then, you know, more power to him. It's for school.
Yeah.
I mean, if he wants to leave, he can definitely go. That would
never come back.
Okay. Hello, and thank you for calling the Imamnus Hotline. Please call or text to 571-5259. And complain about your terrible children. Your voice will be changed in order to protect your identity.
So I was at a restaurant with my children, and my 3-year-old daughter, Amy, decided she was thirsty. She grabbed my bottle of Aquapana off the table and started drinking out of it. Next thing I know, her entire kid's peanut butter and jelly sandwich is floating in my bottle. And that's a $5 water. So I was not thrilled. I have a daughter who is 5, and lately, probably for the past 6 months, all she's been doing is whining incessantly, and it drives me crazy. It makes me just want to leave the house and never come back. Every time I'm on the phone, she has to constantly come up to me and just whine about that her food is too hot, or her food is too cold, or the water to wash her hands is too cold, or anything. It could be anything. And all she does is complain and whine and use a baby voice that it makes me want to scream.
You can call the Imamnus Hotline at 571-5259.
Station, it sounds like Madtown, 93.1 Jams with Krista Mornings. Perhaps yesterday you were picking up your child at their elementary school, and you saw another mom or another dad picking up their child as well. And you're like, dang, man, that's a hot meal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can notice hot people all over, but do you go approach them in this day and age?
No.
No, you run off to the internet.
Yes.
A safe place where you can write all your creepy, creepy desires.
It's a good time. And what's even better is when we read these, they're word for word. So some of them are all jacked up.
Yes, they are. I will go first.
Okay.
Mine is Men for Women, and it's titled, I'm sorry, I lit you on fire. Oh, as you should be.
I'm sorry, what did they say?
I'm sorry that I lit you on fire.
Okay.
As you should be.
All right.
Honestly, I hope you're okay. I never meant to light your hair on fire.
Oh.
I'm looking for Aurora. I think that was a fake name you gave me, whom I met on Adult Friend Finder. You probably blocked me on there, and I don't blame you. After all, my sex candle lit your hair up like it had gas on it. You must have been wearing some hairspray or something, because it's the only thing I can think of. The last time I saw you was when I dropped you off at the hospital. I'm sorry I didn't go inside with you. I know I kind of killed the mood, but we were having fun before I lit your scalp on fire.
Oh, jeez.
Let's not let some small snafu get in the way of a good thing. So just email me or unblock me on AFF, and we can try again. This time, I promise, there'll be no arson.
Ooh.
What a romantic.
Well, you know what? I've actually lit my hair on fire myself.
Who can tell the difference?
Because it's red. Yeah, it's just the craziest thing. It's the smelliest thing. I was at a bar and I accidentally put my hat to the side and the little tea light candle. I'm like, oh God!
Come on!
I felt so bad. Everyone thought it stunk. Okay, this one is titled "You Have a Spacious Mouth."
Oh my.
Okay, full disclosure. I'm a total sexual freak, and you have to be fine with that.
I am.
I caught sight of you at Festival Food, eating some free samples, and it turned me on. Like I said, I'm a freak.
Yes, you are.
It was like a chocolate waffle or something, and the way you ate it was the craziest shiz I have ever seen. It honestly looked like you unhinged your jaw like a snake.
What?
To shove that whole waffle in your mouth. I can't stop picturing your bear trap of a mouth, I kind of want to see what you can do with it. Think of the weirdest, kinkiest thing you can, and think of that and multiply it by 5. And that's what I want to do with you. So, baby, let's get together, and we can chomp all night long.
She liked that he unhinged his jaw? Is she in love with a man who's possessed?
Must be nice. I have lockjaw. Krista, mornings on 93.1 Gems.